So a key concept that is training is really getting the feelings down, being able to feel things instead of seeing things. Like I said, we could be opening up the third eye where we can see things. But even then, what you see sometimes could be a little deceptive in terms of what you're seeing. And so we want to start being able to feel the energy that's coming off somebody. And one of the key measurements that we're going to use is we're going to use the palms of the hand. I want you to start getting to the point where you can use your palms to actually feel the energy coming off somebody. And you'll notice in the heart of the palm, the meat of the palm, that it'll start to heat up when you get closer to somebody. I want you to train yourself to be able to feel that as you get close to somebody, you'll feel it heating up. I want you to start to be able to feel different emotions through the palms as well. And you can do that by seeing what, you know, once you get good at feeling the energy. Again, feeling the energy is so key. I mean, so many people that train energy, they don't talk about the physicalness of it. And that's really what I've always been taught from day one, is the physicalness. I was taught some very unique abilities with the physical aspect of the chi or of the energy. And once you understand that it's so physical, you can really grasp onto a lot of these concepts. You know, use that palm test, feel it. I always tell people, learn to feel the chi between doors. Learn to feel that energy in all circumstances. Put somebody in one room, you go in another, and you feel their energy. Again, go through that emotional roller coaster that we talked about. You know, the feelings of hate, the feelings of sadness, the feelings of happiness, exhilaration, you know, all these different feelings, and then categorize them. Start to get those feelings. Again, what we're talking about here, folks, is work. It's going to take work to get this to be something that you can actually use. I mean, can't possibly think that you're going to get good at something by not working at it. And if you want to get good at this stuff, you've got to work at it. I've had to work at it to get to where I'm at. And I'm still not where I want to be. So the thing is, it's constant work. You just set yourself up a training schedule in order to get it done. But as you start to feel people better, I want you to start feeling it in the palm of your hand. Because now what you're going to be able to start doing is you're going to be able to start to use that ability for some very unique things. I want you to do a little exercise. I want you to get a black piece of paper, maybe like a construction paper, and maybe a white piece of construction paper. And I want you to go into the normal mode that we're talking about, which is relaxed, deep breathing, still the mind, you know, focus on your third eye, just kind of relax, chill out a little bit. And I want you to feel the energy of the black in the palm. Then I want you to relax and then feel the energy of the white and see what the difference is. I'm not going to tell you what the difference is. I'm going to let you do that. Of course, you can give me a call if you want. We can discuss it, or you can send me an email, and we can certainly discuss the difference between those two. But I want you to tell me what you feel is the difference. Again, we're getting a feeling. Even a color is going to give you a feeling. Just like that, a piece of paper. Sounds like it's not possible, but it absolutely is. And these are all skill sets that you're going to want to start to do in order to start doing that. As you start getting better with feeling the aura, feeling the chi, feeling the energy, I want you to start to notice the palms heating up whenever you get near somebody, feeling, you know, heating, getting that feeling. What happens a lot of times is when you direct your subconscious mind, it will direct you in the path that you ask it to. So you can set up a system whereby you say to your subconscious mind, I want you to send me the answer that I'm looking for by allowing me to feel the energy through my palm of whatever, you know, whatever it is. You can get to the point where you can actually sense areas by the palms heating up and getting warmer. And then when they cool down, you know the area is cool. It's kind of like that game when you were a kid where somebody would hide something, and as you got closer, they would say, you're getting warmer, you're hot, yo, you're cold. Same type thing. It's kind of like a scanning device. And you can use this for many different areas. You can use it for a job search. You know, what's the right job for me? And you could put it over the list. And wherever your hand starts getting warm, that's the place you concentrate on. You could do it on doing it for a husband or wife. You know, going through an area and feeling people, you know, who is the right person for me, even without meeting that person. You could do it for, you know, finding hidden minerals. You could do it for scanning through walls to find somebody in another room. If you want to know if there was actually somebody in your house when you got home, you could scan your house with your palm and tell if anybody was in there or not. You could use a trigger word in order to spawn that. Like I said, you're talking to your subconscious mind, and you can use that in order to extract information. This sounds very bizarre, but when you think about it, your mind works exactly the way you train it to. And so what you're doing is you're just setting up a system with inside yourself that you're training your mind and body to work together to give you information through stimulus that you've never done before. So again, it's probably going to take some time to get that to work. You could also use this to scan for disease on somebody. You know, an area that's hot obviously is an area that possibly has maybe not disease, but maybe an ailment, hurts, a bruise. And again, find somebody that has an ailment, maybe a broken leg or something like that, or a scratch or whatever, and go across their body and feel the palms heat up. Go off of that area and feel the palms cool back down. And start to recognize where it heats up, where it doesn't, and understand the difference between those sensations. Again, this is kind of an interesting topic, but it absolutely will work if you believe that it will work and if you practice it. If it's just something you practice one time and expect that your palms are going to heat up every time, well, let's put it this way. Your palms probably will heat up every time. The difference is you won't recognize it. That's the difference. You can do anything you want with the chi and the energy if you will train yourself to accept that receptivity. For instance, I have friends of mine that can send me energy. I know what they feel like. They can send me energy throughout great distance, and I know that they're contacting me. I know that sounds bizarre, but you can set up an energetic pathway just like that to get the results that you want. You can also detect the presence of people in terms of going into a room, finding the right person to talk to. You can use it as a presence in terms of which one is the right way to go. You could use it on a lottery ticket. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. Now, how accurate is it going to be on a lottery ticket? That's up to you. It really is. I mean, your subconscious mind holds all the answers if you could just but tap into it. And also the other factor is how much do you believe in your own capabilities. It's really important that you believe your capabilities. The other thing you can do as you start to feel the energy is you can easily tell when somebody's lying. I mean, I can tell when somebody's telling me something that's a bunch of baloney right off the bat. I don't even have to second guess it. I can tell if somebody's lying to me. And it doesn't have to be a big lie. It can just be something totally innocuous. But you become the lie detector test for somebody. And again, use your palms so that when they say something, all of a sudden it's almost like, you know, it's beeping on you. But again, it's going to take great practice in order to get that down. Again, any questions, feel free to give me a call or email me, and I'll fill you in on even more details of how you can get this to work specifically, maybe in your line of work or actually in something that you specifically want to do.